But there was something historic that happened on this day of days, and we know that you are aware of it. It happened specifically in the Congress, the House of Representatives of the United States of America. There was one who is the embodiment of truth and love. And along with that, a lot of wisdom. And the elements came together, and he knew that the timing was exactly right to stand up and once again introduce his resolution for the impeachment of Mr. Dix. Now, at first it seemed as though the Congress was actually going to consider it, but there was a bit of holdback necessary for protective reasons and also necessary to put certain elements in place. Now, that's where we come in, beloved ones. We want you to know that the stage is full tonight, if you want to call any place a stage. We know that we have put out the call. Now here's a little bit of inside info. You are the point people, the beings who are leading this, because it is because of you and your invitation that all of the rest of us are here. Make no mistake. But because we knew that this was going to be such an eventful day for the world, to further all of the things that you have been visioning so well and so faithfully and so lovingly. And we're talking about Lady Nassar and Lady Liberty, and they're right here. We invited all of the kingdoms to send their representatives, as many as they wished, all of the kingdoms of Mother Gaia, all of the representatives from the civilizations below the planet. You have the entire Ashtar command. You have the realms of the angels, the ascended masters, the fairies and the divas, and all of the kingdoms represented and here now and present to be a part of the energy of what we are going to do here tonight. So just for a moment, breathe. And while you're breathing, allow the hugs and the closeness and the contacts and the connecting, your beloved guides, surround you. The consciousness of the indigo and the crystal children, millions are here. The consciousness of all of the light workers and the peacemakers upon planet Earth, below on and above even, are here with us now joined. And so we shall do the most empowering exercise for the heart that we shall could possibly do, and it shall be the most empowerment because there will be messages that will be delivered to every member of the United States House of Representatives. And what we are going to do is to empower them with our love, which is, of course, the most powerful energy in the universe. And we shall be assuring them that it is entirely appropriate to move forward, not because of the desire to punish or to exact any kind of vengeance, or for any reason other than for the love of the one we all are. And yes, that includes Mr. Dick and Bush Jr., Bush Sr., and all of those who think they're running the show, scared though they are. And we shall assure them that there is so much love even for them. And we shall assure all of the congressmen and women that there is an infinite supply of love for all, and that now is the time to rise to the occasion literally and and allow the momentum that is here to continue. Because it is a grand and glorious adventure. And because, beloved ones, it's time. And so we ask again, love and hug. And please accept the love of all of your guides, the angels, the divas, the fairies, the ascended masters, the Ashtar command. And now see before you one or more of these beings who are going to be lending their energies so that as we do this exercise, know that it is a blending, a coming together, a joining, and a union of all of these wondrous beings. Sananda, Archangel Michael, please accept Excalibur to assist in this. He holds it to you. Lady Master Nada, Lady Kuan Yin, representing the Solar Tribunal, are here. The Wingmakers have representatives. They are here. The Archangels are here. Mother Mary and Mary the Magdalene, beloved, are here. The Buddha himself, that grand representative of peace, and he is here joining with Muhammad. Indeed. My brother the Lamb stands before you. He who discovered the great secret of God I Am. Merlin. Both. And many, many others known to you, loved by you. See Lady Liberty and Lady Nassara in this grand company. And then open to see the violet ray of transformation. And here is Saint Germain himself with special welcome to all of you, because this, if you wish to think of it, is his committee. He is in charge of restoring freedom and liberty and love to the United States of America. And see in his hands those sacred documents again, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, the full Constitution. And so now we ask that you leave your body temporarily in this grand company and fly with us to that Hall of Congress called the House of Representatives. Wave the sword Excalibur and use the violet light and bathe that entire house in the blue light of truth and the violet light of transformation. And see all activity cease, speeches interrupted, conferences stopped, and feel the attention turn toward you. Know that the house is full, every member is present, even those who have been ailing or sick or on some kind of an absence. All is silent, and hear the angels start to sing that beautiful music in the background, the music of the higher dimensions, and see and wave Excalibur yet again and see that blue light of truth come over all. And even those who have been doing the darkest of the dark deeds, even those who have been spreading even more the fear themselves within that company, see them start to understand as they are enveloped in the blue light of truth and the wondrous violet ray of transformation. And now empower them. Empower them with your love. We join together in this endeavor and we give them this message that here is the truth being presented to them. And all that they have been doing, the maneuvering, the politicking, the strategizing, that is all falling away now. And it is transmuted only to the truth, which is love. And see them begin to feel in their hearts, even as they observe. See them beginning to feel the truth of this, the truth of who you are, of who we are, and the fact that we are indeed all one. We are all perfect creations of Mother, Father, or Creator, or God, however you choose to know. And we are together joining now. Now feel them start to lighten up themselves. Feel them start to come towards you and to receive the hugs and the loving vibrations that you offer to them. And see them start to realize how sacred are their positions and how much honor there would be for them, and yes, safety, if they would stand together with us as one and allow these situations, these proposals to actually take place. And why? Because it represents the empowerment of the people. It represents the empowerment of their representatives to carry this out because this is their will. And just as any place of darkness needs to be cleared and have the lights turned on, so too there is a grand need for clearing within these hallowed halls, that the light may return and reside there forevermore, that liberty and freedom truly, truly shall reign, and that all shall be free to follow their passions and their will, while at the same time recognizing that anyone they look upon is they themselves, and that all is truly one. As the United States of America leads the way with its neighbors hand in hand, Canada and Mexico, and with the other countries of the world, leads the way into planet Earth taking its place at the galactic table and leads the way for planet Earth to truly come into the golden age, the age of Aquarius realized. And as this happens, ascension is the desired and the intended result. And so, beloveds, beam your love to the entire company. And now allow the individualities to merge all into this grand loving light of the one we all are. Let your identities merge for this golden moment, so that those who visit and those who are visited may always remember this joining, this oneness. The candles have been lit, and now you fan the fires of liberty and freedom, and mostly of the energies of love and joy for all. And as you yourselves focus upon the one we all are, you communicate that bliss and that joy to every one of these representatives. And so this is the most powerful and empowering gift that you could possibly give to them in this hour of stress, in this hour of turmoil and traumatic dramas, which all of these representatives are experiencing now. There isn't a one of them. Well, there may be one or two who understand the lessons and the wisdom and the results that shall come from this grand day. Now know this, you have empowered love within this chamber. There is still free will, but you have left a gift of love freely given and freely received. Because you see, by your being there, ready to give so much love, those in that place received you and were able to open themselves enough to receive the gift. They were able to let their guard down for a moment. They were able to forget their individual stresses, the threats that had been made against them and their loved ones. They were able to come together and join in this oneness. This oneness that you participated in and indeed led the way that all of us could join with you and follow with you. We were millions strong, even billions. And all because you, beloved ones, showed up and participated to the very extent of your being. You opened your hearts and you gave. You answered the call. And for this, beloved ones, you are thanked beyond words. You are loved. Just hug each other and feel this grand love that you all are, that we all are. And bask in it. Enjoy the bliss of it. And be one with it, because you've done it, beloveds. You've made the difference. And now, while you're relaxing into it a bit, we shall say one more thing to you, and that is, stay tuned.